This is Erica Glessing. This is a Sassy Sunday episode of The Erica Glessing Show. Today I'm going to share with you some insight about coming with no agenda. This is a fascinating topic because all day long people come at us with an agenda. So you can experience it pretty easily. Say you walk onto a car lot and the person walking up to you is thinking like, how do I close this person? How do I sell a car to this person? And I think we have agendas coming at us basically from morning, you know, sun up to sundown. So we want to look at what's our agenda when we're meeting with someone. And as we start to unravel coming from an agenda and having people come at us with an agenda, as we start to kind of shift that energy and really just start asking questions, right? It's about asking questions. So what magic could happen if I connect with this person today? What amazing thing could happen if I shift my energy and allow for anything that might wish to create through us by this connection with this person today? So it's a different way of being in the world. And when I think when I created the Love Is Summit, it's coming from this place of how can we change the world? How can we be a little kinder to others? How could we overcome some of the ways that people have treated us? And one of the people I interviewed, she's so amazing, Bridget Flynn. When she looked at my timeline of my life, she could see where love was not actually kind to me. So we could see this pattern of the way that people treated me in my childhood and the way that I was treated by my ex-husband, the one person I chose to marry, who had a pretty damn big agenda our whole time together. But, you know, I had one for him too, because one of my kids. This is a very interesting experience when you begin to pull back from having an agenda and just kind of start looking at yourself, like asking yourself questions with every person you connect with. Like, do I need my agenda? Oh, what would happen if I just connected and could ask what is like the most potent thing that could show up if I connect with this person today? It's the most amazing thing that could happen if I connect with people today. And then as you're reaching out to talk to people and connect with them, you could be, how could I lift my voice even louder? It's so interesting. How could I shine my light even brighter? How could I let go of, really sometimes we have centuries of pain. It's not even like one lifetime of pain. You know, we might have had centuries and centuries of pain. So could we let go of just a little bit of that today and start maybe having a relationship with ourselves that doesn't even have an agenda? Like, what if we didn't have to do anything and we could just experience that infinite love that exists on the planet for us? You know, it's funny. I work for people, for some very, very, very wealthy people on the planet. And my job was to give out their money. So I remember this one woman said to me, I was on her board of directors for a nonprofit. It was a teaching nonprofit. It was an interesting nonprofit. Anyhow, she said, Erica, I like it when you walk in the room because that means money. Isn't that fascinating? You know, so basically it was like almost impossible for people to meet with me without having an agenda of getting the money that I represented. I did that job for almost 15 years. I gave out money. It was very fascinating. Philanthropy. So now I'd like just to ask you to pull back from requiring yourself to have an agenda today. As you meet with people, as you just see what can happen if you pull that back and allow something else to show up.